Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Oh, so I told Tim this, Andy, but you weren't here.
Is it on my end that Noah sounds like shit, or does he sound like shit for Noah as well? I mean, for Andy as well.
Actually, now you both sound like shit. I think I may know what's going on. Hang on a sec. I think it was my iTunes had kicked in and was trying to...
Oh, download podcasts?
Yeah, or something. Oh, it was trying to sync with my iPhone, so it's probably using up all my Wi-Fi bandwidth. Does that sound better now?
How do I sound? This is Noah talking.
More than that. Sorry.
No, you still sound like shit.
I still don't sound like shit? Do I still sound like shit? This is Noah talking.
Nope.
I'm talking...
Now it's better.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
Yeah.
How do I sound? Do I sound like shit? I am Tim, and do I sound like shit? That's
yeah,
what I want
like
to
shit.
Know from.
Mostly because you are a piece of shit. All right, let's get this going.
I'm trying to get this going, but you're making stupid jokes. They were stupid jokes for the show, where they belong.
I'm dying.
We all are. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Fancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy talks about his kid, Andy reviews The Help, Noah rides the subway with no pants, and the boys do a high five about childhood, Christmas, and birthday presents. And when you hear this sound,
looks like a phone, it feels like a sneaker.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome!
Motherfuckers!
Everybody except Andy is in a different location than normal.
Noah's in a different location than normal?
Yes.
Are you not at work now?
I'm recording this from the parking lot of my job.
Awesome. Oh, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A and H to the Izzo, V to the Iz-A.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm Noah, the N Tancast. Some people call me Bearcock. Just throwing
some
out there.
Do.
Who are those people?
Maybe you'll find out someday.
Noah, the man, the myth, the legend.
Bearcock because you like to stick it in dudes?
No.
Or Bearcock because you, at the drop of a hat, will bear your cock to other people? Hey, everybody,
nope.
Look at that.
Because I'm hung like a bear.
Because it's endangered?
Because it's fuzzy and ends in claws.
Wait, do bears have notoriously big Johnsons?
I don't know. But they're big, so this person assumed that they have big cocks.
Bears, right in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bears. tell us what's going on with your cocks.
I hope a security guard hassles Noah while he's in the parking lot. So he just taps on his window. Excuse me, sir. What are you doing? You're blacking in the parking lot. I just ruined my microphone. Now it's all up in my Jeep.
I don't think we even have security until, like... I mean, I think at night, like, people will drive by and, like, check. But I think other than that, like, there's no...
They don't even get out. Fine. Looks fine.
Oh, Tim.
Ho, Noah.
Cut this part out. Because I don't think I'm supposed to talk about it, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay, well now we've cut that part of the show out, it's time for the Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh section.
It's Tan Laugh time! It's time for Tan Laugh! We'll read some jokes sent in by you and you'll laugh off your ass.
Laugh off your ass.
It's the world we're walking in. When we make fun of your mom, it's true we make a darker day anyway.
The Angelo Bauer Memorial Tan Laughs are sponsored this week by the Josh Adam Myers Recovery Fund. Josh Adam Myers was the other comedian in the car when the drunk driver struck them. To donate to his recovery fund, find our link in the show notes.
Looks like a phone. It feels like a sneaker.
Yay!
I've decided to call it that from now on.
I just yayed a dead person.
You yayed the celebration of his memory through laughter.
Ah, very good.
What were you guys talking about women's shoes for?
Can we fucking get this done, and then we will go back to that?
I'm confused by you women's shoe talk.
Well, fucking stay confused until we clarify. Right now we're doing tan laughs.
Uh-huh.
You are disrespecting the memory of Angelo Bowers, asshole.
Yeah. He would want to know about shoes.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Well, yes, because he's dead. But if he was alive...
He's busy talking to Einstein right now.
All right, Tan Laughs.
Yeah, Tan Laughs. This one's from Lindsay. She sent it in with angry emoticons.
Tan Laughs are angry.
She has a call. Oh, I think she's the number one Harry Potter fan or anything else British. Harry Potter, Doctor Who, or anything else British fan. I think that's her slug line. If not, it's probably close enough.
I need to create a Tancast wiki so people can start taking notes on shit.
That would be sweet.
That would be a good idea.
One of our listeners needs to do it because they probably have more free time than us.
Well, I can like host the wiki on Tancast.com and other people can go on there and... like, actually write down all the shit we say on the fucking podcast and just can't be bothered to note.
Oh, well, there you go. So, based on Andy's track record with creating things for the website, look for that in 2017.
2017. Come on, sir. A little credit.
We already got our new layout that we love so much.
Late 2016.
Oh, I do love the new layout. I like how he's kept the classic style of the old layout by not touching it.
Yep. Every time I work on a new layout, I am reminded of how shitty I am at design.
Well, let's just do our tan list because we're going to get off on a tangent here.
Yes, we're. I feel a tangent starting.
We'll come back to this.
So, Lindsay, back to you and your tan laugh. How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
Look for the fresh prince, yo.
Oh, there we go.
Ha 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 ha. Yay, puns. Don't forget that.
Okay. I forgot that. I'm sorry. Yay, puns.
That sells it. Thank you, Lindsay. And now I cede my time to the other two gentlemen.
All right, Noah, would you like to go next?
Sure. This is a racist joke, maybe. Sent in by Todd.
Hooray!
What do you call a black Smurf?
I don't know.
A smigger.
I thought you were just going to go nigger.
And signed off, ta-ta for now, Todd.
Ah.
That's horrible.
And that horrible. Was sent to just me.
Okay.
So you fuckers don't need to worry about it.
Well, fuck you too.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Piece of shit. Sorry, I just heard a little bit of background audio in one of your
two. Don't worry about it. My neighbors are home.
It was just this, no.
So wait, you are home. You're just out in your balcony.
Correct, because Michael was trying to sleep when I started. I suppose I could go back. Well... my mom and my wife and my son are having a good time in there. There's no reason to bring tag guests indoors and spoil that. In fact, it's a very thin glass door. I may be spoiling it as I speak. I don't know. Ah! Apparently my wife heard that crystal clear and goes, yeah.
Give her a nice pressed ham.
As I mentioned, my mother is also in the room, so I will not be doing a pressed
ham. Your mom loves a pressed ham.
Your mom loves a good pressed ham.
She does.
My mom loves... oppressed ham. That's different. She's always fighting for the rights of ham, like John Ham, who's been oppressed for far too long.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck on basic cable. He needs, or no, not even basic cable. Not everybody gets AMC, right? I'm going far off the point. Andy, who's your tan laugh from?
It's from our good old, I can't pronounce his name, Tancast listener, Vreg. I'm going to go with Vreg.
He said we pronounced it right. He said Vreg is right.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Why don't you read a comment?
Why don't you read my balls?
How are you going to design the site and change the thing if you don't read a com... You're right, Tim. Shut up.
You know, I'm not going to do any of those things. I'm just going to FaceTime you my balls. Get ready. So anyways, here's Reg's joke. Oh, and by the way, I'm tagging this on. This is the My Dad Memorial tan laugh, because it should have been his birthday tomorrow.
Oh. It still is.
Well, yeah, I guess so. In the same way that it's still Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and everyone else's famous birthday. He's my dad, damn it. He's one of our first commenters.
I'm going to take your dad's birthday off, Andy, just for you, buddy.
That's good. I'm not.
I am, but for wholly different reasons.
Fuck that
guy. In fact, I'm going to celebrate all the rest of this month.
Well, that's good. Very good. You can celebrate all the January birthdays in my family, of which there are a ton.
Your family likes to fuck.
Apparently, they like to fuck in March or early April. Anyways.
Yes, anyways.
A farmer from Ohio had been having some problems with his health, especially his tool down there. Never having been to a doctor before, he was apprehensive in going for his ailment, but he figured that this was important. He entered the waiting room and walked to the nurse. "Ma'am, I'm here to see the doctor. I've been having problems with my penis," said the farmer. The nurse blushed and said, "We don't use that sort of dirty language around here, sir. Please, when asked, just say you're having problems with your ear." The farmer sat down and waited until the nurse said that they were filled up for the day. She suggested
that sounds like the worst doctor's office ever.
Yep. She suggested that he go to the clinic across town. He drove himself to the clinic and checked in with the nurse. When the doctor asked the farmer what was his problem, the farmer said, "My ear can't get an erection."
See, that just leads to comical misunderstandings. There's no benefit to that euphemism, since no one else uses it.
Don't teach people wrong things. That's totally my move. With my son. I guess I went last, so this isn't a tangent anymore. It's an Andy's son story that no one cares about. Oh, Tim, you got a jingle for this?
I swing my feet back and forth. I swing my feet back and forth.
I used that last week for balls, but sure, go ahead.
Oh, shit.
And it should be I kick my feet back and forth, I think, if we're being precise. Right.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 There you go.
There you go. Thank you for fixing that for me. Anyways, I was trying to get him to take a nap over the weekend, and fucker would not go down. We actually put up a gate in front of his door to his room because we've got him in a baby bed now instead of a crib. And for the, 15th time, it seemed like, he got up and he opened the door and he was looking around. I had gone down the hallway so I could see his door, but like I was in a dark bathroom just trying to take a whiz while I was trying to get back to taking a nap or something. And he's like looking around and it's like, "Drew, go back to bed, lay down." He's looking all around the hallway. He's trying to look down the stairs. He doesn't see me anywhere. And all of a sudden, I hear this little voice. "Daddy, are you a ghost?" Yes, I've died, and I've come back to haunt you. Now get the fuck back to bed.
Did you say that?
No.
That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious, but...
inappropriate.
There's a limit to the kind of wrong things I'm going to teach my son.
Oh, and one of them is scarred him for life. Yeah, that's the problem.
All right, Andy, that story was kind of adorable, sir.
All right, well, here's one that might be even better.
Oh, good, there's another one.
He's definitely picking up English from his mom and I, because I ripped ass last week. And he turns around, looks at me, and says, "What the hell was that?" And I couldn't get mad at him for cussing, because he did use it correctly.
I'm going to tag on to Andy's kid stories with a kid story of my own. My kid did a bunch of stuff that was adorable to me and probably uninteresting to aggravating to folks listening. So that's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
Are you getting a phone call?
Nope.
You should answer it.
I'm not.
Well, as soon as your phone decides to wake the fuck up and ring, you should answer it.
Nope. I have an even better idea for a theme for this segment.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Somebody cares. Somebody cares.
I gotta find audio of that. Wait, Andy has the DVDs. Rip that for me, would ya?
All right.
So I can use it to rip on you.
Participating in my own abuse, that just seems a little wrong to me.
I like when you're like, I don't think you guys have experienced this, but like sometimes when parents make you go pick your Switch so they can whip you.
Yeah, that does kind of seem that way.
Yeah, I never had that problem.
Yeah, your mom didn't seem like much of a spanker.
Oh, no, they just got it done with whatever they had handy.
Oh, beat you with this bat!
Oh, there's no time for you to go do something and me let my anger cool off. This happens now. Feel the wrath while it's hot and fresh. We could ask her. She's right in the other room.
Alrighty.
I'm not going to.
Tim, your iPhone is on you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, so why are we guys talking about shoes for seemingly... no reason whatsoever.
Okay, so you texted, Andy texted you, because, okay, for the listeners, just for a little backstory, we were trying to decide what time we were going to record, because Noah has several things going on today, some before this recording session, some after, and one of them, he wasn't sure when it was going to end, and so we were, tentatively, the time was 4, but then he wasn't sure, and so then Andy has texted an ETA on the time, and Noah goes, "Looks like 4, and I texted back, "Feels like a sneaker," and then Andy and I go back and forth about Easy Spirit Pumps, which is a brand of pumps that started in the 80s, and they had this commercial, "Looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker," and they showed a bunch of women playing basketball in pumps. And when I went to Google it, because I wanted it to be the link noise for this episode, they're fucking bringing them back now.
Looks like a pump, it feels like a sneaker.
With the same tagline, but not the same jingle.
That's good, because that jingle was ass.
I can't find the jingle either. It's very irritating. All I can find is stupid Easy Pump flash mobs. I'm like, no one gives a crap. Or Easy Spirit, not Easy Pump. So anyway, that's what looks like four, feels like a sneaker. That's what started the sneaker talk.
All right.
See? Wasn't that worth waiting for?
No.
Not really.
He's angry.
Who's angry? Who's angry?
You are.
Oh.
You're full of anger.
No. I'm full of love.
You're an angry black man.
No. I'm a mildly annoyed black man.
Oh, why are you mildly annoyed?
I'm not really mildly annoyed. I'm actually pretty happy.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Good.
Are you a magical Negro? Are you going to teach me a lesson?
I think
I'm helping
so.
You, but then it turns out you're helping me.
Mm-hmm.
No? Too soon?
It's like half of Will Smith's characters right there.
He's a good black man.
Yeah. Speaking of Negroes, my wife and I watched The Help.
I've heard mixed things about it.
It makes you feel bad about being white. Well, probably not you guys, but me.
It doesn't make me feel much of anything, having not seen it.
Yeah. But also, like, it kind of seems like... I'm trying to think of how to phrase this exactly. Like, it's trying to sort of, like, revise history. It's not just showing you, like, how shitty people, you know, society wives or whatever in the South in the 50s were treating their black help. But, like, it seems like it has sort of this uplifting message of, but in the end, they really stuck it to those white bitches kind of thing. And that's not really what happened at any point. So it almost sort of seems like it's creating a victory where there wasn't one, as opposed to looking at victories that actually existed. Like, as opposed to telling a true story about the South. I don't know what I think about it. I don't think I'm black enough to get it. I mean, to really internalize it and decide whether it's right or wrong.
I'm told a lot of black people really don't like it, and I can't remember why. Like, something about the depiction of, like, it's just, like, she's... The main character is essentially just a black stereotype. Like, the... Not Aunt Jemima. What is the... There was a woman on Colbert the other night who talked about, like, the four stereotypes of black women, and that was... And one
Mammy?
Of them was the... What?
Mammy?
Mammy, correct.
There we go.
Mammy! I'm just going to skip into how our week was. On Sunday, I went on a no-pants BART ride.
Awesome!
I'm sorry, you did what now?
I rode, so it was like, it's supposed to be like, you know, flash mob. So there's this group called Improv Anywhere, Everywhere. I think it's Everywhere. And they coordinate all these big events, you know, where, you know, they'll ride the subway with no pants on and, you know, not acknowledge that they're not wearing, well, acknowledge it like, oh, I just forgot my pants. But not acknowledge that everyone else is not wearing their pants. And then they'll just get off, like nothing ever happened. So they did one of those in San Francisco. So I went. And
was
I
it one of those embarrassing things, like the Sprint commercial where you show up and then like you get the text message? Oh, 10:30.
Nope, not at all. Although, so I got there and we thought we had missed our BART train. Well, we had missed our BART train, but there's two groups. So we just had to wait around like for 15 minutes for the next group.
With no pants on?
No, I had boxers on. Yeah. Big boxers. It was almost like shorts.
You should have just gone free and easy. Just like, what's up?
So, one guy...
Was there anyone on there with tidy whities?
No, I did not. A lot of people did. You know, it is kind of exciting seeing all those women in skimpy underwear, because there were some hot ladies there in tiny underwear. I was like, this is nice.
I wish I'd worn two pairs of underwear.
Was it against the flash mob rules to talk to these ladies?
No, you can talk to whoever you want.
So why didn't you talk to them?
I was with a lady.
Well, then it's probably best to not.
So yeah, it was interesting. Like, this guy, he took it to the next level. He did not have underwear on. He just basically had a penis sheath that had like a little dangly thing that he tucked between his butt cheeks, I guess, to hold it on.
Wow.
So like behind him, it looked like he just had like a cinnamon stick in his ass, but it was like the string from his little penis sheath. And at one point I was walking behind him and he was holding the penis sheath. I'm like, that means his penis is just flapping about. Although I feel like people started to laugh at him, kind of make fun of him. I'm like, really? People walking around underwear? Really? You can make fun of the guy who just wearing a penis sheath? Whatever, you know.
Kind of makes you wonder, though. Is that like his normal underwear?
I have no.
Because clearly he had a penis sheath available.
He may have fashioned it that day.
And like he may have purchased it. It's San Francisco. I'm sure there's a place you can buy penis sheaths, you know, day of.
Mm-hmm.
Penis sheath while you wait.
Yep. Get to work, realize you left your penis sheath at home.
Oh,
down to the
Bob's,
corner.
Bob's penis sheath emporium and head shop.
I left my penis sheath in my other pants.
Like you stepped over a brilliant head shop joke, Michael. Noah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll hear it later.
It's okay. It'll still be in there. The listeners loved it.
Yeah, they did. Laughing. They're all laughing right now.
It was a lot of fun, nothing. I think I posted on one of the pictures. I'm like, nothing brings you together like not wearing pants together. So one guy who's carrying a tennis racket, and I saw him on the BART, and I was like, you got two balls to play with there?
That's a good one. Of course, you're also in San Francisco. That could have sounded like a come on.
It could have. I think he understood.
Yeah.
He did not try to grab my junk or anything.
Yeah, and take it away. I'll take these.
Worst that it happened, he gives him a little kiss, and then you move on.
Yeah, that's true.
His underwear was skimpy. His underwear was not holding. Like, it was holding on by some threads. It had some holes in it.
Oh, then he probably wasn't gay.
We took BART. We took. Went to a park, and I guess took a few pictures, and then we all walked to a bar and drank.
In your boxers?
In our boxers. And eventually excellent. I put pants back on because I wanted to get some food at a kind of nice place. So I was like, I don't think they're going to let me in wearing this.
I wish you just had a whole pants off evening.
Yeah.
She got into a club and had a pants off dance off.
We went to a pizza place that has like 5 or 6 different pizza ovens that they can cook your pizza in of different types. Like wood.
That
you
seems.
Know, wood fire. What was that, Andy?
That seems like they're overdoing it.
I don't know. I mean, the pizza was good, but I don't know. Like, so on the menu, it had separate out by the which oven they would be cooked in, and it would tell you, like, the temperature that it would be cooked at as well. Which, I mean, doesn't really surprise me for San Francisco. People care about that shit. But it was decent pizza.
I'm glad you enjoyed your pizza.
Now that you live in San Francisco, do you ever go back to Pizza Love, speaking of San Francisco and pizza?
You know, I totally forgot about that place.
Remember.
Remember the 5th of December?
5th of November.
Do you
November.
Remember?
Gunpowder, treason, I wonder if it's still plot. Even there. I should look. What does your shirt mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, Pizza Love is the place where the guy asked you what slow gherkin means.
Yeah.
I think we referenced that in an episode, but didn't actually explain it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
God, that was a long time ago, too.
It was.
That was when we all went out for New Year's and saw Storm in Her Dirty Mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was
That's what got us distracted.
Yep.
When we talked about this last time, we went off on Storm and Her Dirty Mouth, and we never finished the story.
And about how Noah and I wanted to be her groupies.
She was hot.
Yeah. And talented.
Yeah. I had heard of her, but I had never seen her, and I was like, that was a good show.
It was.
That was a good New Year's.
We are about to travel down the same wrong road.
That's probably the only like, New Year's
target.
Event thing that I went to that
Stay
wasn't disappointing. That wasn't disappointing. But anyways, after we saw Storm and Her Dirty Mouth, we were hungry. And perhaps a little drunk. Well, I was perhaps a little drunk.
Dude's funny. Oh, yeah. So we went out to this pizza place. I was wearing this shirt that said Slow Gherkin, which is the name of a man. And I think we all assumed was a gay guy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just in the retelling, but as I remember, every time we retell the story, it's like the way the voice we use when reenacting it is, "What does your shirt mean?"
Yeah,
like
oh, that's how it's
more
in my memory.
Gay every time we say it, it's just like you know he's got balls in his mouth at the time.
What does your shirt mean?
And I think I told him what it means, but later it's like, and we were just being funny. We love gay people, but we're like, it means I kill fucking faggots.
I think we just said hate.
No, it was kill.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Oh. I guess my predilection towards nonviolence rears its head in my memory.
Yeah, probably.
But yes, that'll be the last time you'll hear faggots on here for a while. Well, except for what I just said just now.
Unless Tim uses it as the link sound 1 week.
Tim, I sent you a text, but you never responded. I did not know faggotor came from Louis C.K.
Oh, it did. I thought you were just having a revelation. I didn't know you wanted a discussion about it.
Well, acknowledgement, maybe.
Oh, like you acknowledge all my texts. I don't want to waste any of my messages.
That your text messages I don't get. I was listening to an album, and I was like, hey, Tim used to quote this all the time. I am faggotor. No one is gayer than me.
Yeah, like, I remember the setup to the joke is someone goes, he goes, I was just walking the other day. Someone goes, nice faggy shirt, you faggot. And I was like, what a weird thing to say. I mean, I remember the shirt I was wearing. It was pink and had all these pictures of guys blowing each other on it. Oh, you know what? That's a wholly separate joke. Because there's something.
I was talking to my friend about my neighbor once, and I asked him, do you think he's gay? And my friend goes, yeah, he's really gay. What does that mean? How do you get to be really gay? Are there levels? Are you start out a little? I'm just a little gay. I don't know. Just only a little. I just feel like touching a penis. That's all. Just like that. Just a little tiny touching of the penis. Then one day you're taking it up the ass, jerking off two guys, and blowing somebody all at the same time. And you realize, wow, I'm really gay. Boy, I am the gayest man in the world. I am Fagator. No one is gayer than me.
Oh, Louis C.K., you are funny. I bought his album for $5, or his video.
Very good. His special.
$5? Good lord, that's a lot of money.
Yep.
Random aside, Little Caesars has these commercials on for their $5 hot and ready meal or deal where you just, you know, go in, pay $5, and you get a pepperoni pizza that's hot and ready, hence the title of the meal, deal. But in the commercial, like the very last scene is this mother and daughter, and they're in, and they're picking up their pizza. And like through the whole commercial, there's a $5 bill floating around, like it's flying by people who are enjoying the pizza at their home. It's flying by people who are enjoying the pizza at work. It's flying by people enjoying the pizza at a sporting event. And then nobody else really interacts with it, but these last people are walking out of the Little Caesars, and the $5 bill floats into the mom's hand, and she grabs it, looks at the daughter, and laughs. I was like, that's not how that works. You don't get a pizza and $5. You pay $5 to get like, that's misleading. That's all. Just, I felt it was time to take Little Caesars to task, and I feel I've set the record straight.
Yeah.
No longer will their tyranny be unquestioned.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, Little Caesar.
Rage Against the Little Caesar.
I speak truth to Little Caesar power. Truth, truth.
Yeah. Pizza, pizza. Noah.
Yes.
I just looked it up on Google, and according to Google Maps, Pizza Love in the Mission District is permanently closed.
Aww.
But I went to pizzalovetogo.com, and they still have a website.
Looks like a phone. It feels like a sneaker.
Good to know.
So I don't know who to believe. I'm certainly not going to call them and settle this once and for all.
That's how I roll. I don't call people.
You just show up, then get pissed off and kick on the door. What do you mean you're closed?
Or throw a chocolate bunny at him.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
I did throw a chocolate bunny at a closed Taco Bell once. They were closed, I think, over a half hour early.
That always annoys me. And that's happened to me several times.
I should point out, this was not particularly near the Easter holiday, and the chocolate bunny was just in my car and ready to go.
That's how Tim rolls.
Yeah.
So, guys, I have this plan of using this power converter in my car to juice me up while I'm in here, but it doesn't seem to be working correctly.
Is your car running?
Does that matter?
Yeah, usually.
Oh.
Well, sometimes it matters if the car's running. Sometimes you just have to turn it on, like...
Yeah, just get the battery engaged, you know, where, like, the radio and whatnot.
Well, right. I have that point.
Oh, really?
So, it's getting power, but then it will turn off.
And the power converter
on.
Or the... I guess not the laptop.
No. But the little power converter has this little light that says, green, I'm good. Red, I'm not good. Green, I'm good. Red, I'm not good. Getting to point, I'm getting low on power, so maybe we should, maybe make this a shorter episode.
You son of a bitch.
How
quick did your laptop go through power?
I didn't charge it beforehand because I thought this shit would work.
You son of a bitch!
It was poor planning on my part, I admit it.
I admit that you're a piece of shit. I have no problem admitting that.
Okay. I don't mean I just meant like maybe we should get into our top five. Like, I mean, we need to stop right
this
second.
I thought you were like, this is it. Yeah,
we're done.
I thought you were like, bye.
No, I think I should be okay for a little bit.
All right, well, let's start our high five then.
All right.
Let me just turn down my brightness just to,
Yeah, your brightness is already pretty low from where I'm sitting, bucko. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
I'm saying you're not very bright.
Let me just quit everything I don't need. All right, let's do this.
High five. Here we go. What? Theme song. Here you go. Hey,
fam. It's time
Noah? Yeah. So, the high five is top five Christmas or birthday presents that you got as a child. I didn't really define child, so, you know. I'm not going to call bullshit on you if you like, go, I got this when I was 15.
I'm assuming that means up until early 20s, especially for the three of us.
Okay. I did not go that far myself, but...
Yeah.
That was a joke. I was kidding.
Oh, you little scallywag.
I actually was trying to think of, like, meaningful and or interesting things, and I went into my mid-20s, so fuck you, Noah. We're going to do what we want to do.
All right, do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's right. I am. That's what I said.
So I'm at 11%, so let's get this going.
All right, go. Go.
I'm going to start off with, for my birthday 1 year, I got a Michael Jackson doll.
Hey!
Yeah, you got
Tim's
present.
That wasn't one on my list, but I too had the Michael Jackson doll.
And it was excellent. Every once in a while, if I was good or something, my mom would buy me extra little outfits. And I would take it to my neighbor friend's house, who had a Barbie doll, and they would fuck.
Yeah.
I went a different way, because I had a Spider-Man doll of roughly the same size, so occasionally they would swap heads.
I thought you said you would make them fuck.
No. But all of a sudden, Michael Jackson got really muscular and wore a Spider-Man outfit.
And stopped molesting children.
Oh, no.
No.
He was able to stick them down.
Yep. Cry all you want, Billy. You're stuck on that ceiling.
Spider-Man, cornholes you with his spider ham.
Dirty nice. Motherfucker.
Thank you. Next? Or no?
Well, one of you is next.
Yeah. Which order are we going in? You or me, Tim?
Oh, I just meant, is it time for the next person? And I don't know.
Whoever oh, yeah, wants yeah. To go so that's all I had to say about Michael Jackson. I loved it. I like little outfits for him. I play with dolls. What do you want from me?
We all played with dolls.
I'm pretty sure I still have either the head or the body in a toy box at my mom's house. I can't remember which. I might have both, but I'm pretty sure they're not together.
All right.
Well, should I go next?
Sure, yeah.
Because I can tie right into that, because I was given as a Christmas gift Thriller. The tape. See, kids, before you downloaded things, there were CDs. And before CDs, there were tapes. And I got one, and it was awesome. Because it was Thriller, and I was very excited. I remember the video. I was super excited. Like, I open it, I go, Thriller!
In that voice?
Yep.
Nice.
There's probably footage of this
out
there.
You couldn't see that I was thrusting it over my head, and like I just, you know, like like Link just found an item.
Thriller! Tim loves Thriller! Thriller.
The whole world loved Thriller. Over 40 million copies sold. Suck it. What do you got, Beatles? Nothing.
Entire prisons in Indonesia dancing to Thriller, making viral
That's
videos.
It. What more do you need to say? Andy, I throw it to you. Get it done.
I believe this was for a birthday present. I had to be like 7. I got a bike. And thinking back, I mean, you know, it's just a little kid's bike or whatever. But, like, all of a sudden, I had, like, speed and mobility, and, like, I could get to 7-Eleven on my own without walking there for, like, half an hour.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of an adult getting a car.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, my world expanded. My world didn't initially expand. My world was sort of a little bit disappointed, because the very first day that I had it, I crashed that fucking bike. And I hurt myself. And then I was afraid to get back on for a little while. But, you know, once I got used to it, like, overall, having a bike for a kid is fucking amazing. So, yeah, there's that. Noah?
All right.
Speed high five.
I remember when I was younger, I always wanted one of those electric racetracks that you always saw where you could, like, do the loop-de-loop and
go
up the wall and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so one year, I don't remember who, I think it was one of my mom's friends, he got me one. And it was fucking amazing. I remember, like, fucking, I would make that thing go so fast, it would just fly off the track. It was like, zoom!
Yeah.
Like when it hit like a sharp turn.
Yeah. Well, those right-hand turns are like they are not made to have the throttle down.
No, not at all. And I mean, it had like a little guard that was going to try to keep it on there.
Yeah, bullshit.
But that shit didn't do anything.
No way. All it serves to do is to make the thing tumble a little harder as it hits your wall. Yeah, my brother had one of those things. And the great thing that we found out was, because we always had cats in my house, those things drive cats fucking nuts. So we just build like a huge square track, put a cat in the middle of it and start it up. And that cat would spin until it was dizzy trying to get that little fucking car. It's like, no, I must get this. I must eat it. We can never catch. So anyways, that's it. Tim?
All right. I've mentioned this in a previous episode. It was the one about Christmas films. This was a runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future 2 was a Christmas present. Got to open on Christmas Eve. Good times.
Ooh.
Watched it. Loved it. Still watch it. Still love it. Not a great movie. Don't care. It's great to me. Yep. I loved it.
Yeah, that's very okay. Nice. Kids don't have taste. You can love things that are horrible.
You know, you can do a lot of things as a child, and it's just fucking, oh, look at him. Look at what he did. He loves it. Loves to eat shit pie. It's adorable.
Spoiler.
Oh, okay.
The Help, no?
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to mention that.
Well, I think that's, like, all over the internet and...
Well, if you listen to Doug Loves Movies, it's already been spoiled for you, like it was spoiled for me. So I'm spoiling it forward.
So is it really, like, literally a shit pie?
It's not a shit pie, but there's shit in it.
Wow. All right.
Andy.
So my next one is, it's actually one of my brother's Christmas presents, but we both got to play with it.
His penis?
My brother, one year when the Nintendo was still really, really new, asked for and received a Nintendo. And that was our first gaming system in the house. My grandparents had owned an Atari before that, but...
Last week I had that on my list, but this week I forgot. Good thing you mentioned it.
Yay, look at me.
I was like, Andy's Nintendo was one of my favorite gifts.
Yep, Andy's Nintendo, that was...
Did you have the one with the Roy bot? It's like a robot, but his name is Roy. He's very personable. Yeah. That's a little derby.
No. Oh, what the fuck name was that thing?
Rob the Robot.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. Anyways, no, we didn't have that. We had the one that had Super Mario Brothers. No. Yes, Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, my dad got me the one with the robot and the gun, so I had Duck Hunt and Gyromite.
Oh, you know what? We had Duck Hunt and the gun, too.
I still have the gun. Used it as my Halloween costume to be on Solo.
Oh, yes. The Nintendo was my first gaming system as well, which actually, so I'm not going to go by the whole thing, like you can steal someone singing this on this one, because one of mine's a Nintendo.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that is actually my next one.
All right, there we go.
My mom did not want me to have a gaming system for some reason, and then her friend bought me one, and she was not pleased about it, but I love the fucking shit out of it. I don't know how many times I played fucking Zelda because that was the only game I had. And also, I don't think I got a game with my system, but I think I got a guide that walked you through the whole game of Zelda.
Nice.
So I would look at that thing. I'm like, oh, where's this thing? I find the sword. It was fucking amazing.
Yep.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, but like I said, I'm going to tag on to your guys' because I didn't use Nintendo as one of my ones, but mm-hmm. It came with the robot, which, like, it spun these, I guess they were, like, tops?
Yeah.
And then you were supposed to make the robot grab the top, put it on a thing, which would then press the A or B button.
Mm-hmm. And that made
like,
the pillars go up and down.
Because it would spin and stay on there. And you had to grab it before it stopped spinning and then put it back in the thing that made the top spin and then use it again. And that was how you were supposed to get through the game. I found out if you cut the robot out of that equation, that game was super easy.
Yep.
I'm on level 100. I am kicking ass at Gyromite.
Yeah, the best thing about it was the big platform things that the robot was supposed to set the spinning tops down on. Mm-hmm. They were great as foot pedals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck that robot.
I think I still have part of his head.
My brother and I actually played through Gyromite, since we didn't have the robot and the foot pedals. We played through Gyromite as a two-player game, where one of us would hit the B, and the other one of us would control the guy.
That must have been dirt simple.
It was. It was fun, though, because every once in a while, just to grief each other, we would squish each other. Just for shits and giggles.
I remember when like they would come out those big controllers that had like the turbo function.
Oh, yeah, we had one of those.
Oh, fucking love that shit.
Man, that made Summer Games or the Olympics, whatever the fuck that thing was called. Track and Field, that's what it was. That made that game so fucking easy.
How easy was it?
You just hold down the button that you're supposed to tap really fast to make the guy run. You just hold him down, that dude's feet are flying. You just wait till you get really close to the line. You let go of that and hit the other button to jump. And just hold it down, and the guy, like, flies across at huge, like, world records. Yeah, with no repetitive tapping. Basically, any game that required hammer on this button a bunch. Pfft, done.
Now
shooting
games are
also
smarter.
Yep, shooting was very, very good. Actually, no, what you said about your mom not wanting you to have it? My wife had the same thing with a Super Nintendo. Her parents did not want her and her brother to get a Super Nintendo. They didn't want them on video games or whatever. So her grandparents got it for her. Pissed her parents right off. Like, it's still a topic of conversation in the family.
Wow, it might be time to let that go,
well,
family.
Like, it's
way
not
to
like
hold
a
on to some shit.
It's
I
not
have
like
to
a,
tell
it
my wife
up, like,
that, you know what,
fights.
I say you hold on to things for too long? Apparently not.
No. It's not like that. It's more like, hey, remember that time with Grandma and Grandpa? Yes, I remember.
Yeah, that still counts.
Does?
If it elicits a, as opposed to, yeah, oh, scamps.
All right,
anyway,
fair enough.
Sorry. I participated in slowing this number down quite...
No, we enjoyed it.
...quite a lot.
So, go ahead, Tim.
Castle Grayskull is my next one.
Nice.
Oh, shit. That was a Christmas turn. I was like, oh! And I already had tons of He-Men, so it was like, He-Mans? I don't know what the plural is. Fuck. Masters of the Universe figures?
I had Battle Damage He-Man. Oh.
I had him and regular He-Man. I had them fight.
Yep. I had the He-Man that you could put the caps in his back, and you make him punch and make a snapping noise.
We had that guy, too.
I never had that one. I was never allowed caps or anything, like guns that weren't part of a video game, so... The Nintendo Light Zapper was the only gun I ever really... I don't think I was ever allowed squirt guns, dart guns, anything that... Cap guns, anything like that.
Yeah, my dad was a pacifist, and yet my brother and I had a couple of, like, noise-makey type guns. We must have got it from our uncles.
You know, it's amazing how easily amused we are as a child. Like, I remember I had the He-Man slime pit, where it's like, he got the slime on him, he was mind-controlled, and I would just fucking put the slime in there over and over again, just pour it over He-Man, like, oh, he's all slime, let me do it again!
I remember I had the bright idea. I had, there was this one character, I can't remember the character's name, but, like, his head came off, and you could fill his body with water, and then you put his head back on, and you would push down, and his mouth was like a, not aerosol, but like a spray, like a pfft, pfft, so it would spray his water that you just poured in him out. He was some sort of merc. He wasn't Merman, because I know that guy just looked shitty.
Yeah. He always looked surprised.
It was some sort of venom-spitting creature. And I remember I thought it would be cool to throw him across this ditchy swamp sort of thing that was in the... I think it was like the flood control levees that were in the back of my mom's apartment. Turns out my arm not as strong as I thought. And that was the last we ever saw of that guy.
Just threw him right in the water. All right.
He landed square in the middle of that disgusting putrid water.
Oh.
And my friend's like, this is not a good idea, Tim. You're just not going to make it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Fling!
Oh, wow. Tim, even stubborn back in the day.
Stubborn and self-destructive.
It's a good life lesson.
Yeah. Tim, it's too bad you and I weren't like friends as kids, because I had whatever that Hawk Jet thing that He-Man had that had like a little like cave that it sat on top of, and that whole thing was supposed to be able to snap onto the top of Castle Grayskull. I had that thing, but not the Castle Grayskull.
Oh, I'm gonna blow your mind and tell you I had both, son.
Oh shit! In your face, Andy.
Damn! I guess just like now, you never need me.
I was watching a video, because I can't remember, obviously this was a while ago, but I had gotten as a present from my mom Panther, which is the Skeletor equivalent to Battle Cat.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is Skeletor's cat. And my mom's like, no, I read on the package, he fights for Skeletor. Oh, he fights for Skeletor. I just remember that in the video, like, she realizes, shit, that's not the one I wanted to get.
Fuck, English. Why are you so sneaky, English?
I think she missed the word for, so yeah. She thought it fights Skeletor.
Oh, parents.
Speaking of Battle Cat, you ever watch the He-Man cartoon and realize what a fucking pussy that cat was when he didn't have his armor on?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, isn't that why they call him Cringer?
And you know what? That was a scary universe to live in. There was always muscle-bound, magical people.
Yeah.
Just ready to... Not like he was like, oh, dear, we're going to go to downtown San Jose after 10 at night. No, there was actual things wrong and happening and magic emperors and...
That's true.
With a skull for a face!
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the chief bad guy is talking to you, but he's got no flesh on his head.
But a perfectly chiseled fucking gay man workout body. Like, he's at Gold's Gym every day with no face, just pumping. Yeah, I got no face, but I gotta get my ab work done.
How did everyone stay in shape in like 80s cartoons?
I don't know, but they were doing their Pilates or something. They were working on their core.
I bet those guys couldn't scratch their asses.
Anyway, that's enough of Castle Grayskull. Next, right. Andy.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a Christmas and a birthday present. My family got me I think it was my fifth grade class, but like a whole class at my elementary school, which is very small because it was a tiny private school, all took a trip to the East Coast and saw like Gettysburg, and we went to Philadelphia, and we saw the Liberty Bell, to New York, saw the World Trade Center building, which doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
I know.
Some people might have missed that news item.
I was being silly.
Oh,
anyways.
No, well, nothing like being silly about the World Trade Center.
So there's a whole bunch of shit about, like, the founding of our country and everything, which is kind of a big deal for a kid from California. And my family never had a whole ton of money. But, yeah, between a shit ton of fundraising for that whole year and kind of giving up Christmas and birthday presents, my family paid to send me out. And it was quite an experience.
Very nice.
I will always be glad that I got to go on that.
Okay, so my fourth one is, 1 year for Christmas, my grandma gave me $100, and that was the most money I'd ever seen at that point in my life.
You're like, I can buy and sell every one of you.
Right, like,
I'm out.
The world had opened up for me. I was like, I could go fucking Toys R Us and buy anything my little heart desires.
Yeah, I'm thinking back about that. I mean, shit. $100 now, that's a lot of money, even for a kid.
Yeah.
But back then...
Oh, fuck it, it blew my mind. I was just like, oh... And honestly, I don't even remember what I spent it on, but I just was... When I got that money, I was just so, like, ecstatic.
Probably didn't spend it on anything. It's probably in one of your drawers. I'm gonna save it. I don't know what I'm gonna...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, $100 is a lot of money now, and back then, I mean, this was, you know... 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably no longer than that. 25 years ago?
1947, when Noah was a kid.
Oof. Long-ass time ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was very memorable.
Yeah. Oh, my turn. Okay. There's no formal decoration when people are over. They just sort of stop talking.
Yeah, we just sort of stop
awkward.
And wait for somebody to pick it up.
So, this one is kind of random, but I just remember it. I got this random robot. Like, it was like a... Not quite remote control, because I'm pretty sure the remote was attached via cable to the robot, but like it had wheels on the bottom and one arm that opened and closed and lifted stuff, and like the arm could, you know, like the pinch, it was like one of those pincher things, it would, you know, pinch something, you could pick it up, you could rotate the wrist and turn it around. I enjoyed the crap out of that thing. Like when you're a kid and you have a little robot, like now I'd be like, that is the most useless robot. What am I going to do? Lift his arm up and down in case I want to answer a question later. I can go. I have a question.
Yeah,
he would grab Superman like, you'll never escape, Man of Steel, and then of course he would because he's fucking Superman and he gets shit done.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. Played with it. Good times. That's it. Robot. Random crappy robot. Don't even remember what it was called. I think it was from Radio Shack. I think my dad just got it on a whim. Like, and a robot. Why not? Throw it in the bag.
Was it gray with an orange pincher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I used that. I used the fuck out of that thing.
Ask for it by name. The yep. Radio Shack Random Shitty Robot.
Random and Shitty. It was awesome. Because you could pick up things here and move them over there, but you didn't touch them. That's
you,
amazing.
You, of course, still had to do all the moving as you were attached to said robot. Like, oh, wait, whoop, slow down. Yep. Oh, well, actually, you can't slow much farther down than that. Because it wasn't exactly a lightning fast robot.
This is true. It was not speedy.
And that's that. The robot. Andy.
I'm trying to decide, because both of these are like there were negatives to them, but they were very memorable. I'll do them both. One of them was I got a whole, it was like a tube, but with like a little candy cane top, full of M&Ms, but they weren't real M&Ms. They were like knockoff M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
And I ate that whole fucking tube in one night, and I got so sick. And I, to this day... I don't like to eat plain M&Ms because of that fucking tube.
Then you would not want to hang out in my cupboard.
Yeah, probably
where
not.
I'm hiding M&Ms.
So you guys think I'm fat now? Well, imagine if I'd had M&Ms available to me for all this time.
Yeah, I also think the sun is yellow. I think a lot of things that are true are.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The sun could be yellower. I could be fatter. Anyways, the other one that I got was a Christmas Eve gift, because we typically did that open one thing on Christmas Eve thing at my house. And the thing that I opened was a glow-in-the-dark alarm clock.
And you throwing two gifts on one slot? What are you doing here?
I was just saying that had two negative things. I was just going to do them both, but you don't listen to me, so fuck you.
I heard you, but I didn't know why you were doing it.
I didn't know why you were doing them on one fucking thing. I thought you were going to do them both, like one now and one in the next one.
Nope, I was going to do them both as a theme. But anyways, I'd be done already.
No, you wouldn't be. You're fucking Andy.
So, you know what's a great thing to give a kid on Christmas Eve? Is something that he can look at all night. That's just going to count down the hours so slowly. So I basically didn't sleep that Christmas Eve because I just sat there staring at this alarm clock because I could see what time it was the whole night. It's like, is it time yet? I look up. No. Okay. Close my eyes. Is it time yet? No. Okay. All right. So that's it for my number fours.
All right. Home stretch.
Noah? My last and final gift is a birthday present.
Last and final.
All right.
Last and final. I mean, probably most people don't know where my birthday is. It's near Halloween. One year, I had a birthday actually on Halloween. So we had like a little party, people dressed up. I remember my friend from down the street who had the Barbie doll that my Michael Jackson doll used to fuck. She dressed up as a bunch of grapes. Actually, Tim knows her. Yeah, she dressed up as a bunch of grapes. I remember that. And then, this is one of the best things my mom had ever done for me. She did like a little scavenger hunt around the house for my gift. And so I had these little clues. And then, you know, so I'd, you know, find one clue, go to the next clue, go to the next clue. And then it ended up in the garage, and I got my first bike.
Nice.
I thought you were going with the dress all in grapes, and you got to take the grapes off one by one until you had naked.
No.
Because that would be a great gift. I don't care how old you are.
That would have been a whole other story.
yeah. So, and fucking, it was a Huffy. That bike was fucking indestructible. Like, it got to, like, I would ghost ride it where I'd, like, just ride it and, you know, run into trees. And, like, I had for so long, at one point, my mom was like, you're too big for that bike. And she just got rid of it. Like, it still worked perfectly fine. I fucking never did any maintenance on that bike. Not like I was greasing the gears and fucking, you know, maybe I pumped up the tires, but that was about it. And that bike lasted forever. So, I love that bike.
Very good.
All right.
My number five. Same year I got Thriller, I also got a tape recorder.
Nice.
Which at the time was just to play the tapes that I had, but I had figured out that if I plug the headphones into the microphone jack, I could record stuff.
Oh, Tim. I remember you told me about that, and I was like, really? That works?
My dad thought I was a fucking genius. I didn't know it at the time, but he would explain to other people. He put the headphones in the microphone jack and figured out he could record things. So I bought him a microphone.
Isn't it amazing, like, the less you know, like, the easier it is for you to figure shit out? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like...
Like, if I think...
This looks the same, plug.
Yeah, it's like, well, why would you plug headphones in the microphone? Those are headphones, you listen, like, you know. But, like, when you're a kid, you're like, well, why not? Makes sense, right? You know, sound comes out, maybe sound goes in.
Yeah, which is exactly right. I mean, you are, like, literally just turning the process backwards.
And so but that still. Probably led to Tancast.
Yep.
That was the very first time I recorded something that not very many people listened to.
Nice.
Also led to my comedy CD. Very similar. Looks like a pub, it feels like a sneaker. Although thank you to people who have bought it. I don't want to diss the people who did, because you people are awesome. It's all you other fuckers who didn't listen to it. Oh. You can eat a bag of shit.
And by other fuckers, he means all the people who also don't listen to this podcast.
Probably, yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to this podcast has bought it already. If not, I'm highly disappointed in you.
Oh.
Highly.
Not really.
Nah.
I understand.
It's cool.
Yeah, you know, you do what you do. I'll just, you know, sit here and continue eating this top ramen. No. You enjoyed that.
My baby don't need a new pair of shoes.
With your mouth full of gaps.
And my gums. My cut-up gums.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, crown lengthening on your tooth does not mean... They just add stuff to your tooth. It means they cut your fucking gums off. Just to let you know. When you go in, don't expect a good day. They take an X-Acto knife to your gums, and they make it happen.
Oh, that does not sound pleasant, sir.
It wasn't.
Not even like a little bit, hey, maybe this will feel good. No.
Especially if you're thinking like, okay, they're just going to put something on top of my tooth. No, today we cut your gums up. Oh, what a treat.
So really.
So I'll be stopping.
Why? Because we're sadists.
Kids, take care of your fucking teeth.
Yeah. So I'll be getting some yogurt on the way home then? Splendid. Anyway, Andy, you're number five.
My number five, I actually can't remember how old I was. I was in my like mid to late 20s. But quite unexpectedly, all of my friends got together, went in together, and got me an Xbox for my birthday. And then modded it. That was pretty fucking incredible.
Wait, I was friends with you in your mid-20s. Did I get in on this?
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It was very memorable for me as well.
Tim is full of shit. I don't know if we caught that.
I'm certain I wasn't part of the modding it.
No, you weren't.
Tweak circuit 3 to the right. Yep, that should do it.
Yeah, no, Jeff was... Not the Jeff who's been on Tancast, a whole other friend of mine named Jeff. But Jeff was the one in charge of modding it. Yeah, Tim, you can go ahead and cut that part out.
All right.
Yeah, since modding is questionably legal...
It is perfectly legal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess, like, modding it, technically you own it. It violates some sort of, like...
What people generally do after they mod it, that is not quite so legal.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, but, yeah, that's neither here nor there.
But a modded Xbox.
Yep.
He said, breaking the rules by getting a gift in his early 20s. Ass.
I know, and doing two gifts in one turn.
God damn.
Well, I only remember the clock thing because somebody else said that they got a present. And then it was like, oh, but these are both like kind of the same story. So I put them together because I can't decide.
I remember that because someone else said they got a present. I wasn't expecting anybody to list presents in this high five lift of presents.
Presents on Christmas Eve.
Whew, I am funny.
I have no honorable mentions.
I guess I can mention that in my 20s I got an annual pass to Disneyland as a present, and that is pretty awesome.
That is pretty
fucking awesome.
I'm going
to break the goddamn rules. Andy, you want to break some more rules? Here's something that's not really a present and something that given to me, and it wasn't when I was a child, but I like Kool-Aid.
I got a nice pen one time. It wasn't Christmas or my birthday, and it wasn't really a present because I paid for it.
All right, I think we're done.
That sounds good.
I think Noah's battery is probably on its last breath.
Yeah,
no,
probably. I turned my car for a little bit, so that charged it up good.
Ooh. Goody.
Well, a little bit.
Oh.
No, I looked it up. $100 in 1987 would be $190 today.
Ooh, snap.
So your grandmother was ballin'.
Ballin'. I probably wasted on some shit that I didn't even fucking need. That's okay, though. You're a child. Why not?
She just drops you a Benji and goes, here, hook yourself up some blow.
Get Make a hook it rain white. Up in Toys R Us.
Get a stripper while you're at it.
I went into KB and made it rain.
Go see what that girl is talking about. See if you can turn that shit out.
Oh, I make it rain. I make it rain on these hoes.
Buy her some nice clothes and put her out on the street.
I make it rain on these kindergartners.
I got the feeling I had a shot with but I was too chicken to take that chance. I was like, she might just be nice.
Could be. You never know. She might have touched your peep.
Well, I like to let that live in the world of maybe.
Me and her fooled around when we were younger.
I'll take your sloppy seconds.
Well... I had actually kind
that
of assumed
like,
that. I mean, if you were having your...
That is sloppy seconds, like, fucking delayed.
Well, you know how I like to leave leftovers in the fridge for a while.
Hopefully you clean that pot sometime. It's been years. It wasn't like our original at apartment, just sitting in the sink for God knows how long, forming new kinds of life underneath it.
Remember, everyone, never trust an Asian.
You're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titter juice.
Tancast.
Hey, Tim.
Yo.
They calling you.
Yeah. For the listening audience who isn't aware, Andy texted me a picture of his balls.
Well, you wouldn't answer the FaceTime.
It never rang. I don't want to tell you.
Jesus Christ.
So for listeners at home, you'll get to see a picture of Andy's balls when I post them on the site.
See if you can recognize Andy from his balls.
Now I'm going to Photoshop Andy's balls into a part of the artwork every week.
They should just replace his gorilla face.
I should just put them dangling off the gorilla face's chin.
You know that'll get us kicked right off of iTunes, right?
How are you going to tell their balls? They're going to be very tiny.
They're very abstract.
Well, they are very hairy. I haven't done enough manscaping.
It could be balls. It could be a hairy elbow. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Noah. Are you feeling left out? Should I send my balls to you, too?
No.
I can forward this to you, Noah, if you want.
No.
It'd be free. We all have iMessages now. See, Tim, it was free balls. What more do you want?
I don't think more is a question. Less is a question.
No balls?
Oh, well, no balls is no longer an option. There's only so much you can shit on me before you get my
Tim,
balls.
Didn't you catch that in those Apple commercials? once you get an iPhone, you gotta see your friend's balls.
Yep.
Want to see some balls? There's an app for that.
It's not FaceTime, it's junk time.
With the Retina screen, you can see your friend's balls in vivid clarity.
You can see every goosebump.
You just pinched to zoom in on the balls.
Apple needs to hire us. We would totally sell more of these iPhones.
Do you hear that turbine sound? That's Steve Jobs turning over in his grave. And they're using him to power all of Cupertino.